There's still a significant shortage of local doctors in rural and remote Australia, despite a report finding the number of GPs has increased by nearly 50% in the past decade. I spoke with Rural Doctors Association of Australia President Dr. Ewan McPhee. Analysis by the Australian Population Research Institute says the oversupply of doctors in Australia is putting more pressure on Medicare. Is this a true reflection of the number of doctors in rural areas?
I think the report, as it appears in the recent major newspaper, would suggest that there's a massive oversupply of general practitioners in this country. The fact is, I guess, that this isn't something that we see in the bush, and certainly in other parts of Australia as well. It is still extremely difficult to get in to see a doctor, and particularly in the country. So the problem is certainly not an oversupply. The problem likely relates to a maldistribution where there are certain pockets in the country that have a greater number of doctors. And I'm talking about general practitioners and specialists, not just GPs, compared to other areas of the country, such as rural and remote locations.
Ewan, have any of the major parties addressed the doctor shortage in regional and rural areas during the current election campaign?
Look, what we've heard from the major parties centres around, particularly with the Greens, where they've suggested that there will be the development of a cohesive rural workforce plan that would include a thing called a rural generalist pathway. And what I'm talking about there is training doctors explicitly with the skills they need to go to the country, which we know improves the chances of doctors going to the country and improves the sustainability of those doctors once they get there. The current government has certainly done a lot of work in this area as well. The current government has looked at reintroducing a young doctors program that exposes them in their very early years of training to general practice in the country and to specialist practice. The current government has also talked about creating a regional specialist training program, as well as other incentives to get doctors to the bush. So we certainly have heard from our major parties regarding this important issue.
What needs to happen, Ewan? How can governments improve our health system for families in the bush?
What I believe we need to do at federal level is acknowledge that there is an inequality and equity of health service delivery for country people. We need to have a unified plan, and I would firmly believe that we need to have that plan led at the highest levels, really pulling together the issues of medical workforce, nursing workforce, and allied health professional workforce, and infrastructure, making sure that we have the proper facilities to house our clinicians when they want to deliver care to rural people. We need a federal plan that delivers on a comprehensive solution. For too long now, we've seen piecemeal projects, piecemeal funding, throwing money at problems without any evidence of a solution, and no measurement of outcomes. We really need to acknowledge that we can do this better.
Rural Doctors Association of Australia President Dr. Ewan McPhee there.